Today's April 15th. Pastor is saying to us, the whole world is yours. Our opening scripture comes in the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. The Lord Jesus vividly describes the kingdom of heaven as a hidden treasure in a field. The field symbolizes the world, and the treasure within it is the church. Jesus saw the church in the visions of his spirit. He, in turn, paid the ultimate price, shedding his own blood to legally acquire the whole world for the sake of the treasure therein. Thus, the world belongs to Jesus. He is its rightful owner. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 of the Amplified Classic emphatically declares that Jesus Christ is not just an appointed heir, but he's the lawful owner of all things. But in the last of these days, he has spoken to us in the person of a son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. In Romans chapter 8 verses 16 to 17, we learn that as children of God, we are joint heirs with Christ. This implies that everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to the church, in the same way that it belongs to him. Therefore, as he is the lawful owner of all things, so are we. He doesn't own it without us, and we don't own it without him. We have equal rights to everything that the Father gave to Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8 of the Amplified Classic describes our wealth and inheritance as boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless. Hallelujah. Have this consciousness. Walk through life with the mentality that the whole world belongs to you, because it does in Christ Jesus. The whole world was willed to Abraham, but the promise had to be fulfilled in Christ. The Bible says, "And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise." Galatians chapter 3 verse 29. The whole earth is ours. We're not trying to get it. It belongs to us in Christ. Now you can understand what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 21 to 22. "Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world, all are yours." Blessed be God. Please say this confession with me. The whole world is mine, because I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. In Christ, I'm the rightful possessor of boundless, incalculable riches, wealth which no human mind can unravel. I walk in this confidence today that in Christ, I have access to every blessing, and all things are mine. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 21 to 22, Romans chapter 8, verses 16 to 17, and Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 of the Amplified Classic. For the 1-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to chapter 15, verses 1 to 10, and Judges chapters 19 to 21. For the 2-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 11, verses 1 to 12, and Psalm chapter 119, verses 81 to 104.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.